Hey guys, it's Tyler. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today where we talk faith, family, and focus in your life and your leadership. You know, juggling all of these things, it is so hard to keep track. Sometimes our heart can become so restless under the stress and the responsibility of all these facets of life. And that's why I wrote my book, Restless, Finding Rest in a Restless World. You can go to my website and get a free copy of that book, a free paperback copy of that book at tylerarobertson.com/restless. So if you haven't done that yet, head on over to my website and do that. Grab a free copy of that book, Restless, Finding Rest in a Restless World. And with that, let's dive into the episode. Welcome to this episode of The Navigator, the podcast that equips men and women to steer the course of biblical Christianity in our culture today. Each week we discuss faith, family, and the trends that are sure to impact the local church. I'm your host, Tyler Robertson, and it is a pleasure to be with you today. Recently, I was thumbing through one of my old Bibles, and out of curiosity to see what I had marked in there, and sometimes you're flipping through your Bible and see an old bulletin that's about 20 years old and has scribbled drawings or sermon notes on it, and I found a couple things like that. But one thing I found was some principles that I had written down at a youth conference in the flyleaf of my Bible. It was actually by one of my evangelist friends, Brother Scott Pauley. He had given us a couple principles of how to revive our time alone with God. And last week we talked a little bit about that, four helps for your time alone with God. And we talked about how if you're going to influence the culture for Jesus Christ, then you have to have a personal walk with Him. And that comes with having a close walk with His Word and getting in His Word each and every day and talking to Him about His Word. And I remember looking through those principles that Brother Pauley gave us and coming across one of them that just seemed to jump off the page. Ever had that happen? You open up, especially sometimes you're reading your devotions and something just slaps you across the face. Well, this did me, and it was this phrase, read God's Word prayerfully. Read it prayerfully. You know, so often what we do is we open the Word of God and we think of it as a lecture. God is there to lecture us for about 45 minutes or 30 minutes, however long we do our devotions, and then we say, okay, Lord, now it's my turn, and we turn around and talk back to Him. And, we don't really carry on conversations like that, do we? That wouldn't be much of dialogue. We would call that a lecture if that was the case. But that's so often how we approach our devotional life. We let Him talk, and then we have our time. But you know, when we open the Word of God, it should be a time where it should be conversational. It should be a time where we are communicating with God, communicating with His truth. If God says stop, then we stop. We talk to Him about it. If God speaks to our heart, because you know what? Sometimes what we do is we try to check off on our list of our reading list that we read our chapters for the day or this chapter and that chapter. And what happens is we get so focused on trying to finish the chapter that we don't stop. And if we go, sometimes we read and we just, we grunt because we know the Holy Spirit's speaking to us. We don't stop and meditate on that a little bit further. We don't stop and look up cross-references. What if the Holy Spirit stops you and you flip through your Bible to look up other verses related to what He just spoke to you about? And so often we can approach our time alone with God as a time where He's just lecturing us about truth and just giving us, pouring knowledge into our head, when we should open the Word of God and read it prayerfully. Stop and literally pray the Scriptures. That's why Brother Pauley, I know he talks a lot about this, but praying the Word of God, he talks about doing that through the book of Psalms. And because Psalms is so prayerful in nature, it's very musical in nature, and it's very easy to pray the Scripture back to God. You say, what's the purpose in that? God wrote the Bible. He knows what's in the Bible. Yes, true, but what happens when you pray Scripture is that truth becomes an attitude of your own heart. It literally becomes your desire. When you pray the Word of God back to God, it literally becomes your desire. I remember one particular season in my life that I was challenged to read Psalm 119 on my knees. And I can tell you right now that that did something great for me. It helped me to approach the Word of God, not as a textbook to give me more knowledge, because remember, knowledge puffeth up, but it literally served as prayer prompters. The scriptures served as prayer prompters, and it began to change me. It really did. And I remember reading that Psalm 119 on my knees and just trying to let God change my attitude towards His Word. And that did so much for me. I'll challenge you to do that. If you've never read the Word of God on your knees, that might be a great place to start when it comes to praying the very words of God. But I'm going to give you just a couple practical steps, just five practical steps of how to pray God's Word. 5 points for praying God's Word. First of all, I would say, pick a passage. Obviously, you got to know where to start, right? I just mentioned Psalm 119. I think that's a great passage to start because it is a psalm that is solely the central theme, and the obvious theme of Psalm 119 is the Word of God. And so, as we pray and as we read through Psalm 119, it changes our view of the Word of God. It changes our preconceived notions about the Word, and maybe we will become more receptive later on. It will help us in our devotional times later on after Psalm 119, after we've gotten done with that chapter. It'll help us in our view of Scripture. So I would say pick a passage, pick a place to start. We talked about last week having a plan. That is part of that plan. Pick a passage that God wants you to go to and just pray that passage. Read that passage on your knees and say, God, change my desires. Sometimes, you know, what I'll do is I'll read through a chapter in the Bible, or I'll come across a verse that really, really hits me hard, and maybe I won't pray the exact words of Scripture, but I'll pray that spiritual truth. I'll pray that divine truth back to God. Oh Lord, help me to trust in You. Like Proverbs, for example, Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. I would pray, Lord, help me to trust in You, and help me today to not lean to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge You, and God, to help me to see that You'll direct my paths. So praying the Word of God, one point in that would be to pick a passage. Number two, I would say, would be to personalize your prayer. Personalize it. Make it yours. I just gave you an example of that. I'll give you another example. In Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11, some of you know these verses. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Your prayer can look something like this. Oh God, I pray that You would cleanse my way. Help me to take heed to Your word in everything I do. Help me to seek after You with my whole heart, and let me not stray from Your commandments. Hide Your word deeply within my heart, so that I will not sin against You. So whatever the passage is, personalize it. Make it yours, and in turn, the Word of God will change your attitude. It will ingrain that spiritual truth deeply within your heart. So I would say, number one, pick a passage. Number two, personalize that passage, or personalize your prayer, make it yours. And number three, I would say, pray the passage for someone else. You know, when it comes to our devotional time, so often we are pretty stingy, aren't we? We open the Word of God and we're, all right, Lord, give me something. Lord, give me something. Lord, and I find myself praying that all the time. And yes, we're there to learn more about God and to go deeper into His heart, into His love. But at the same time, you realize that God may have had you read the passages He had you read this morning in devotions for somebody else. You realize He may have had you read in wherever it was this morning to give to somebody else. Yeah, sure, maybe it helped you. It kind of gave you some meat, spiritual food for today, but maybe God wants you to pass that along. He wants you to give that truth, that help, to somebody else. Here are some ways you can pray for others according to God's heart, according to God's Word. You could pray, reading in Acts chapter 2 and verse 21, pray salvation for another. In Psalm 103, you could pray for healing for someone. There's a lot of physical needs, no doubt, that you have people, maybe even in your home or in your church, that have physical needs. Well, pray God's healing. God is still in the healing business. God still wants to to deliver them. And so pray for healing. Pray for repentance. I'm thinking now of Luke chapter 15, when the Bible says that the lost son came to himself. Pray repentance for another. Maybe you have a child that is running from the Lord, and you've tried to do what is best to rear them up in the gospel and to raise them in a good Bible-believing church, but they've chosen for themselves. Well, pray, according to God's Word, pray, God, that they would come to themselves like the lost son in Luke chapter 15. So pray the Word of God, not just for yourself, but pray the passage for somebody else. Use the passage in Scripture to be prayer prompters for someone else. Number one, pick a passage. Number two, personalize your prayer. Three, pray the passage for someone else. And four, I'd say, put it on paper. Now, this is huge. Some of you may not journal, but that is one of the greatest decisions I decided to do in my devotional time was to journal, to write things down. My motto has kind of always been, if it's not written, it's forgotten. And that is becoming more and more true the more and more that I find myself doing. I have got to write down everything. I write down all kinds of scribble notes everywhere, and sometimes it looks like a mess. But you know what? I would challenge you, put things on paper. Put it on paper. Write down your prayers to God. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes when I'll be writing in my prayer journal, I'll write down my prayer to God. Lord, help me with this today, or help me with that today. And I'll go back a couple years later. I'll go back in my devotions or in my prayer journal, and I will read through some of those prayers, and I'll say, well, God answered that one. Oh, God, hey, look at this one. I remember praying that. Oh, yeah, God answered that one. Or sometimes I'll flip through and I'll reread some of the prayers that I wrote down, and I'll think, you know what, I don't even remember praying that. I don't even remember reading that in my devotions. Wait, I read through the book of Romans in 2018. I don't even remember that. But you know what, I can tell you right now that that truth that I had prayed back in 2018, reading through the book of Romans, God's answered that truth since then. And you know what, that could be putting things down on paper. And having a prayer journal can help you so much. It can be such an encouragement to yourself, a source of encouragement to you. And no doubt it will help you ingrain those spiritual truths, those divine truths of the Word of God, deeper into your heart and ultimately into your life. So I would say put it on paper. Write those prayers down. I personally make it a point to not write down many study notes in my prayer journal. Have other ways I study for, you know, Sunday school messages and preaching messages. But I try to, if anything else, I try to put down what my response to Scripture is. I want to make sure when I open the Word of God that I'm looking to respond. Because that's exactly, you know, sometimes, I said it a minute ago, but sometimes we go through the motions of just this mundane getting through it, right? Sometimes we just go through our devotions and we try to get done with the chapter. We try to check it off the list. But when we open the Word of God, we ought to look to respond. What can I do? How can I be a better Christian today because of what I just read? God, knowing this truth about you today, how can that change me? How can that change my actions? How can that change my thoughts, my words? So I would say put it down on paper. And then lastly, talking about 5 points of praying God's Word, I'd say number five is practice Holy Spirit patience. You say, what does that mean? I kind of alluded to it earlier. But when you're reading through the Word of God, don't rush. If I was to meet you for the very first time, and you say, hey, Brother Tyler, how you doing? If I start talking real fast to you, and not really making eye contact with you, and I shake your hand real quick, and I'm just talking real fast, and I'm doing mainly all the talking, you know, that would be kind of awkward, right? Do you know that's exactly what we do to God sometimes? We read the Word of God, we let Him speak to us, and then we just kind of, okay, Lord, I guess I'll see you later. And we just kind of shun it off, or we kind of do these quick prayers of getting in and out of His presence. And God is saying, no, I gently knocked on the door of your heart so that you would let me in so that I could stay for a while. I love that principle in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, where the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Meaning, hey, I will come in and sup with him. I'll spend time with him and I'll let him spill his heart. I'll let him set the table. I'll let him be the host. And then it says, and He with me. You stay there long enough in the presence of God, He will become the host. He will be the one starting to spread His heart. And I believe what happens so often is we get into the presence of God and we rush in, we rush out, rush in, rush out. And we don't stay long enough for God to give His heart to us. So when it comes to praying the very words of God, I would say practice Holy Spirit patience. When He speaks, stop. There's no need to look at the clock. You know, we talked about it last week, but don't have your phone out. That's one of the greatest distractions from you getting something from your devotions is your phone or from, you know, the television being on. So I would say turn those things off. Don't look at the clock and just take your time. Do you realize that God, when it comes to God's work in your heart, He's not in a hurry? Do you realize that? God is not in a hurry at all. Everything is in His time. Everything He sees, every season, He sees the future. He knows what it holds. And by the way, He's not bound by the future. He's not bound by the past. Okay, He is a limitless, timeless God. And His work is eternal in you. And He is not in a hurry to get somewhere. He simply just wants to spend time with you. So slow down. Meditate on what God is saying and think about it. Just stop in His presence. One of the things that has helped me so very much in my Christian life is learning to practice the very presence of God. When I'm going throughout my day, after I'm done, after my Bible's closed, after that's my devotional time is done, I'm trying to go through my day and realize His presence. Practice His presence. Realize that He is with me. He sees everything that I do. He hears every word that I say. He sees every thought that I think. And I want to practice His presence. I want to live with a realization that Jesus is with me wherever I go. And how I best do that is to practice Holy Spirit patience when reading His Word. Just picture Him. If you've got to, picture Him with you. And as you open His Word, picture that He's the one right across the chair speaking to you. He's sitting across the sofa saying, hey, stop there. Let's talk about that. And practice His presence. So I would say 5 points for praying God's Word. One, pick a passage. You gotta start somewhere. Number two, I would say, is personalize your prayer. Number three, pray the passage for someone else. You don't go into your devotional time just for you. Okay, but to give it to someone else as well. Share it with somebody or pray the Word of God for somebody. Number four, I would say put it on paper. Write it down. Write down your prayers to God. It may seem silly to you to write down a prayer that resembles Scripture, but you know that is so helpful in changing your desires to God's. And then number five, I would say practice Holy Spirit patience. Don't rush. Take your time and just spend time with Him. And I promise if you do those things, I promise if you learn to open the Word of God and see it as a conversation, as a dialogue with a person rather than a lecture from a textbook, I promise you that it will help you in your Christian life as it did me.
Thank you for being our guest today on the Navigator Podcast. Please visit our website, tylerarobertson.com, for helpful articles and other resources.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to read more articles, listen to more podcast episodes, or find more resources, you can go to tylerarobertson.com, tylerarobertson.com, and subscribe to all of that. We would love to have you as a part of our community as we grow in our faith, family, and leadership focus.